The idea of Yusha isn't some Soviet-era term. It's the prevailing ideology of North Korea, representing absolute civilizational sovereignty, the principle of relying on one's own existence. This ancient Confucian concept, deeply philosophical, echoes Heidegger's Dasein, being there. The North Koreans declare, we are here. We exist in this world, on this land where our ancestors lived. This is our history. However small we may seem, we are great because we understand our inner dimension, our truth. This conviction grants them tremendous strength to endure hardship and deprivation. When nations and political systems like this come to our aid in critical moments, helping secure our victory, which thus becomes their victory, we must recognize their value. Kim Jong-un's decision to send soldiers to fight for this sacred cause marks, I believe, a historic breakthrough. Ultimately, this is a war of ideas. We wage war against liberal globalization, against hegemony. Those on our side, the side of a multipolar world, sovereignty, dignity, and honor, are fighting this battle with us. Let there be more of them. These are not mercenaries. They are friends. They are brothers. They joined us ideologically. That alone makes their contribution priceless.